Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And, brothers and sisters, believe me, it's hot out, it's hot out there. So be careful as you venture outside. Please be careful. Cover your head. Cover your eyes. Just cover up. You know, you don't want to get sunburned, and you don't want to get nothing. You don't want to get no strokes or nothing, and we don't want to hear of them also. So be careful where you as you go out. It is extremely hot outside. Yes, yes, we care. We really do. We're so glad to be with you, and we trust that you will listen to that bit of advice today, because we're being careful. Try to stay inside as much as you can, unless you just got to go outside, you know? All right. So we're still praying for people. And if you want us to pray for you, call us at 347-857-3925 while we're on the air. Call us. If you want to chat, just call us and let us know. Follow the prompts, and you'll be able to get in with us and chat with us and tell us, you know, how God has blessed you. Tell us about what you believe that he's going to do for you, you know, what you want him to do also. Give us a praise report, you know, because I know God has done something good for you, and we want to hear it. We want to enjoy it with you. Yes, we do, and I'm quite sure the listeners would like to know what God has done. He could have healed you. He could have made ways out of nowhere for you. You could have got you a new car, a new house, a new husband, a new wife. You could have got some children. I don't know. Bless God, because we're waiting for to hear from Monica Riviera Shannon, and she wants to have a baby, and she's been trying for years, and she's still trying, going through all the things the doctor tell her to do, trying to. So we're going to pray for Monica today. Father God, in Jesus' name, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Lord, you can open up Monica's womb. Father, you can do it as only you can. Doctors are not doing so good at this time. But, Father, you can open it up for her. In the name of Jesus, God, and we're going to stand in prayer with her until, Lord God, she's able to conceive. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father, we ask you to look on John Benbow, who's in need of a kidney transplant. Look on him right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. Nothing is still too hard for you, God. You can either replace the kidney, grow a new one, Lord God, or you will give him a transplant, whichever you decide, Father God. I'm quite sure he'll be so happy in the name of Jesus. And we're agreeing with him, all right? Y'all, we're agreeing with him, right? Oh, I know you are. Maurice, we're praying for Maurice right now. Father, in Jesus' name, touch Maurice, God. Problem with his lungs and his immune system. In the name of Jesus right now, Father God, we pray that God will touch your lungs. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it right now. Kelly, We're still praying for Kelly. Also, Father, continue to touch Kelly, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Have mercy right now, Father. You did it before, God. You can do it again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Petrie. Petrie, Lord, touch Petrie right now in Jesus' name. Need your help in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, healing in the body, healing in the body. Lord, touch Ruth Wallace, God, who broke her hip. Father God, in Jesus' name, we know that's going to take time, Father, but you know, God, you are time itself, Father, and you can heal it right now in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, we're going to believe with her, Lord God, that you will heal that hip. Marlene Plunkley, Father, who had a stroke. Father, we ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus, God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on her, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we ask you right now to touch Carl Williams. Lord, we ask you to touch him, God, there in the rehab center. Touch him right now. He needs your help right now, Father God. He needs a miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you also to touch Miriam Christian, who just got out of the hospital after being in about 3 months. Father God, she's home now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue, God, her recovery. Continue, God, right now. Lord, touch her mind, touch her body, God, in Jesus' name today. Lord God, let her continue to praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we ask you to touch all the pastors that are going through right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We know that many are going through. Some are sick. Oh, Lord God, some have financial trouble. Some have mental trouble. Some have people trouble. Some have children trouble, and all kind of family issues are going on. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Pastor James there in Philadelphia, Lord. Touch him in his problem that he's incurring at this time. Nothing is too hard. Work it out for him right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for today. Father, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you. What our ears have heard, Lord, and our eyes have seen, all the Lord, we just talk about it today, the first, the things that have never happened before. We have seen, we know you have, but we have seen a black president, a woman president, Lord God, the two of them together at one time, Lord God, at this time. Lord, so many things that are going on first, and we want to be first too. Father God, in Jesus' name, with your manifold blessings, we want it to be magnified in us, God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you today. I'm thanking you today, God. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. I am encouraged at this time, God. Encouraged to keep on keeping on. We thank God today. We thank God for our people that are here today. I don't know if they're visitors today. Amen. But we thank God for Bishop Porter still being here. We thank God for Pastor Sharon being here. We thank God for Lady Di being here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's somewhat here now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just like to mess with her a little bit too, you know. Praise God. We thank God for it. Ah, yes. God, you are so good to us, you know. See all these people we have here today? Yes, yes, yes. You're good to us. We got help today, you know. We got some more help today. All right, let me give you a little word right here because I'm a little happy about things the way they are going. Now, how the outcome is, I don't know, going to be, I don't know. But for what it is now, that's making us happy. Right? Amen, amen. All right, let me give you a little word by John F. Westfall. That's who wrote this, and I find it very interesting. Whether my pain is self-inflicted through sin or stupidity, are imposed by the hurts that others cause, his grace brings redemption. Whether my pain is self-inflicted through sin or stupidity, or imposed by the hurts that others cause, his grace brings redemption. Ah, yes, whoever this person is, that was such a beautiful little saying. You know, you don't have to worry about it, because what? God's grace is sufficient unto you, is it not? No matter what comes or what goes, his grace is still sufficient. And, you know, we got to remember, in life there's going to be some hurts. You know, you're not exempt from being hurt. See, our problem is we think we're exempt, you know. We got these things in our minds that, oh, I am so perfect. I sure wish I was, you know, praise God. But I'm striving. I may have the perfect man on the inside. He may be on the inside. He is a perfect. I cannot blame him. Okay, I cannot blame him, because he's perfect. It's what's happening on the outside. My, ain't God good? God is so good to us. Let me talk about it today. We're going to talk about it. Now, the inside is still you. If I say, don't say nothing else, you are still on the inside. Huh? See? You say, what is that about today? I'm just going to tell you. The devil got to get in to hurt you. You got to open up a door and let him in, don't you, for him to hurt you. Because of what? God has already made a way for you, didn't he? He already made a way for you. So now, great is he that is within you, didn't that's what he said, than he that's in the world. Did he not say that? All right. Now, if the greater is on the inside of you, therefore, in order for the enemy to hurt you, damage you, he got to get in. You got to let him in for him to hurt you. Because God has what? He has a barrier around you. He has a wall around you. Right now, that's where it is, all around you. It surrounds you. It protects you. Okay, now let's just give you a little groundwork. I'm going to just show you the little groundwork I had already prepared here. You may like it, you may not. If you don't, well, you got a problem. Praise God. But I'm starting in Exodus, the 12th chapter. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just reading here and there. To let you see what I'm talking about, and we'll go from there. And starting at the 7th verse, it say, "And they shall take of the blood, strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it." Okay, now they got orders. Here are the orders, God's orders. You see what I'm saying? Now, God has given us all the orders, you see, things that we need to do in order to survive. Pardon me. In order to survive. Now, the 11th verse, "And thus shall ye eat it, and your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." Now, Jesus is getting ready to do something. Can you see the signs? He has put out signs for these people in Exodus 12. He done put out signs, and he done gave them his word of what to do and how to do it. Now, the same goes today. God has a sign out here now. You see the signs of the times right now. You see it in the election, how crazy it got, how weird, and everybody's saying this is a totally different type of conventions and stuff and all this. I mean, the people are different. The things that are happening is different, you see. So those are signs. You hear? Now, carry them for sign, okay, of something that is about to come. Okay, now don't get yourself up so much on top of the hill and you so happy, happy, happy till you miss it. Okay, this is what he told them to do in the 11th verse, that to gird up your loins, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Now, you got to eat it in haste. He told them to eat it in haste. Eat the meat in haste. Eat what you're going to eat in haste. Because, listen here, when I say the word, when I give the word, see, that's what it is. Now you got to wait for the word. All right? He done give you the instructions. Huh? You got the instructions. What the 12 say? For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now, when God is getting ready to do something, he preparing you for it. His people, listen now, he's preparing you for it. Those that have an ear to hear are being prepared right now at this hour what is to come, okay? What is about to happen? And to bring them out in safety is God. It's what God is going to do anyhow. That's he is. Now let's continue on. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where you are. Now that's a sign. That's a token right there. He's telling you now. He's trying to warn you. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land. In other words, I'm going to protect you. God is going to do the same thing. He's doing the same thing. He's preparing you now for the things to come. Right now, you happy. Your person has got elected, you know, for nominated for what you want them to do, and all of that. And you know, you scared of the other person, and all this stuff. That's the other person, the devil, and you. All of these things is going on. Now he done put up a sign here for you, so he gonna got you under protective custody. Do you see? He has you under protective custody. Do you believe it today? Now I want to know, do you believe it, Can you believe that he has you under protective custody? Yes. Now, but it's where? It's up to you now. Let me go on a little further. I'm going to jump on down to the 22nd verse. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Hear what he say now. Don't get out there talking about, I got to see this. I got to see what's happening. You know, be nosy. You know, nosy people get killed too, you see. So don't get nosy. Just do what he say. He said what? Don't go out the door until in the morning. What he say? Now we're going to continue. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he see the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, I want you to see that 23rd verse, what he say. And will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you, because you have the blood covered. Now, if the blood ain't covered, now you can forget it. You're going to get struck. Everything in your house coming down. God has made provisions for you and I to be safe. He has made provisions for us. Do you see what I'm saying? But you got to follow instructions. We don't want to follow instructions. We want to do it our way. In other words, I heard somebody say they're independent. They want to do independently on their own. You can't do that. Huh? You don't know if you're going to get struck down and everybody in your household. You could cause some of your family to get struck down by your own disobedience. Hmm? Your own house could fall down because you failed to listen to the instructions. And he said, ye shall observe this thing for an audience to see and to thy sons forever. God give you these instructions. Now let me tell you what happened here. Here we have God letting you know right now, I'm providing a comforter for you. Now we go down to the New Testament. We run on down over there and let's read a little bit round all up in the Matthew, the 23rd chapter, I believe it is, Matthew 23rd chapter. Now, let's read a little bit here, and we'll start at the 25th verse. When he start, this is what he's talking to you. We're going to talk about the inside now. Hmm? He can't hurt you unless you allow him in. You give him place. You let him have dominion over you. You fail to hear the word of the living God, huh? Now, if greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world, then why you want to play with that? Huh? I don't know why you want to play with it, but you need to get off the stool or do nothing and start doing something. Now, start believing God. Start hearing what God is saying. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Now, the blood is not on the inside, but it's on the outside. Is that right? Well, right then, this is the way the Spirit of God operated on the outside of it. See, but he had something better for you in the future. When he was baptizing us in the Holy Ghost, that was the better to come. You see? You get it? Hmm? That he put something in us, but before then he tried to give us, Jesus was in his speak, all in Matthew the 24th chapter. He said, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. But what are we talking about here, huh? The inside. What's inside of you? Hmm? What's inside? Outside looks good and clean. This is what we did, but we failed to occupy till he come. We failed to put furniture in the house, huh? We failed to clean up the house the way it should be cleaned. So therefore, some people do what? Clean the outside. All right? Now, if they clean the outside, now the blood flowed that you may have a right to the tree of life, that he may do what? Dwell in you richly. Huh? So now he went from the outside where the blood was supplied in Exodus. He went and now the blood is inside now, making you great in him. I know you didn't get that, but making you great in him. But yet you don't want to be great in him. You want to look great on the outside and say, yes, the blood is covering me. The blood is covering me. The blood is covering me. Let me tell you one thing. That outside place that God is in you, on you. He was on you before. Now he's in you now because he said, I'll dwell in you. So he's dwelling now in you. And now the blood is what he see inside. He see his son blood flowing through your veins. And when his blood is there, it makes you perfect because he's on the inside with you, isn't it? There he is, he in there with you. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside them may be clean also. Now, when you clean the inside, the outside is clean. See, you don't have to worry about it because the blood is there. Hmm? The blood is saturating. You see how the veins running through your body? Every inch of your body has a blood flowing to it and through it. Huh? So therefore, it provides the care of the outside of it, doesn't it? do it not? Hmm? Without, if you didn't have no blood inside, your outside gonna shrivel up and die. Huh? Come on, think about it now. Just give you a little thought here now. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Oh, how unclean. You want to be a soul look so good. It's time to stop making one part of your body clean and the other part is dirty. Because somehow it's going to contaminate the whole body. And when it contaminates the body do what? Dry up and die. And then there's no life, is it? There's no life there. So now what are we going to do with that? Huh? Let me tell you. Don't be a hypocrite. He said, even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. See, this is what it is. You appearing to be clean. See, what happened in Exodus is this. See, they were so hard-headed. Pharaoh and you know, all of, they were just hard-headed. Them Egyptians just, oh, they just wasn't ready. And they didn't care nothing about God and didn't care nothing about what he was saying and nothing else. You know what I mean? They had no choice. He gave them chance after chance after chance after chance, and they would not hear. So he took his last measure, drastic measure against them, judgment, we'll say, against them. He got their attention then, didn't he? He got their attention. Now, do you want that to happen to you? You don't want that to happen to you. You don't want to walk around full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Do you want to walk around like that? I don't think so. No, if you do, you ain't got all your marbles. See, something ain't touching it, you see. But most people don't want this to happen. They'll say, no, not me, not me. But yet they're doing these things and they don't realize it. You know, this is why we take time and talk about things. It's so to see, are you in that position? Are you in that category? Are you doing it? Are you taking your church and pastor and leader for granted? Are you disrespecting them? Are you loving them as you should love them and praying for them? Or what are you doing, being hard-headed, stubborn, and pig-headed and all that stuff too? Are you being that way? And yet you go to church and say, I'm saved, washed in the blood. What blood are you washed in? Is it blue blood, black blood, or is it the red blood? What blood you washed in? Huh? Because hypocrisy is coming out of your mouth. You're there, but you're doing something totally different from what God has said for you to do. See, each ministry that God has ordained in the earth has a certain way of operating that God has called them to operate. We cannot make everybody do the same thing. It's impossible. See, it's impossible because God didn't fix it. That's why we all different in the first place. We have different personalities. We have different colors, different heights. Some of us fat, some of us skinny, some of us medium, you know, and all that. Some of us dark colors, some of us light colors, some of us got nice curly hair, some of us got, you know, that other kind of hair. All these things is going on. God made a diverse amount of people, therefore there's a diverse ministry. This is why there's so many ministries. All of them ain't wrong now. But it's what's working on the inside of you that makes something wrong because you have not took out hypocrisy, you have not taken out the iniquity, you have not gotten rid of these unclean things in your life, and therefore you walk around and talking about somebody else ain't right, and you need to look in your own kitchen. See what kind of poison you got. Okay. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous." He said, "Woe to you." You see what I'm saying? What's in you? What's inside of you? Huh? Have you cleaned up yet? Have you really cleaned up? See, I can say, well, yeah, I cleaned up. I accepted Christ. You accept Christ, but you still got to clean the house. This is not the house that Jack built. This is the house that Jesus built. Jack built a house, and he going to leave some dirt in there under the rug. But when Jesus built it, the whole thing is clean, swept clean. See what I'm saying? Did you get it? See? So what's inside you? Think about what's inside you. I know people laugh at me because I say I take inventory of myself. I say I go and ask God. You know, I say, God, what have I done? Have I done everything you say? Because all the time we think we did what all God say and we didn't. And sometimes little hidden things, you know, like spider webs in the corner that you can't see sometimes and you walk right into them. Sometimes them spider webs is on the inside of you that you need to clean out. So all the time, you ain't who you think you are, what you think you are, because when you start putting yourself on a pedestal and thinking you want everybody to think you great, you ain't great. God gonna open up and let you see the spider webs because you're going to see a spider running across it. Now, you didn't see the web, but now you see it because of spider running across it. See what I'm saying? You don't get it. See? We always has change in us. There is a constant change going on. We grow constantly in Jesus Christ. But when we grow that way, that means we got to be honest with ourselves to talk about what is wrong with me. I ain't talking about what's wrong with you. I'm talking about what's wrong with me. I look at me first. Before I say anything about you, I have to see if I'm right. I can't tell you wrong if I'm wrong. And I like to scrutinize myself. I'm hard on myself. I don't think I'm ready. I didn't do that. I just start beating me up, my own self up sometimes, you know, because I want to do it right. I don't want to be hypocrite. I don't want to be out here like I got a whited sepulcher and inside is what? It just full of dead men bones. It's just as dead as it want to be, done swivel up and died, and I'm still pouncing around here thinking I'm all clean. Because sometimes your thoughts get you in trouble. You get me? Did you get it? Sometimes your thoughts get you in trouble. You start thinking about something too hard, and you get mad. Sometimes you get mad with somebody, and you don't even know what you're mad about. Because the devil, you don't allow the devil to come in and give you some unclean thoughts. Now you got to go back, repent about them unclean thoughts. And you thought you was all right, didn't you? Well, that's why we're here, just to let you know that change going to be always coming in your life. We all start out like that caterpillar, don't we? Everybody start out like that caterpillar. But what's on inside of that caterpillar? It with its ugly self. Oh, it looks so clammy and ugly, don't it? You just go, ooh, when you see one. But when it's time for change, that same little ugly caterpillar that looks so icky on the outside, and he changes into a beautiful butterfly, and that butterfly was inside all the time, but because it had to go through a process to make the change, to be beautified, You are that butterfly being beautified in Christ Jesus. But you need to take the time. I don't care how long you take. You can get all, I'm in a hurry. I want to do everything in a hurry. Well, slow down, because God didn't make the world in one day, did he? Did he make it in one day? No. Did he make you in one hour? You don't know how long it took him, do you? He had to mold you and make you, and he's still making you now. Huh? He had to take all the filth out that had been built up by people in your life. He got to take all that out. And you know, some of you don't want to let some of that stuff go. You want to hold that stuff from back there in ancient days. You keep it inside of you, bottle up inside of you till it become like a bomb. And when it finally come up, it blow up, and oh my God, it mess up everything in your life, and you too, huh? Because you allowed it to ferment inside of you too long. See, you need to make inventory daily on yourself of how I'm thinking. God, show me on the inside of me. I don't want to carry around these hidden burdens. I don't want to carry around these hidden thoughts. I don't want to carry around no hidden disappointments and attitudes and whatever else I could conjure up. I don't want to take these things around, Lord. I need the release from this. This is why we can't get released sometimes, because we're carrying around too much weight. Now, remember what he said. Now, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. See, sometimes these things we are carrying around beset us so easily, upsets us, gets us in trouble. Gets us in plenty of trouble. Yes, it do. It'll get me, you, and anybody else in trouble, huh? But let me tell you, what's inside? Have you taken inventory of what's inside of you, your thinking? You know how you thinking. I can't tell you how you thinking, but you know how you thinking. And you know how people ask you, what you thinking? What you thinking? And you'll say, oh, nothing. See? Oh, nothing. Do you really want to know what they're thinking? I don't think so. Because it might be something about you they didn't like. You didn't want them to really tell you, did you? And I used to have a habit of saying, oh, how you doing? And I stopped asking people how you doing, because they might tell me. You see? And I really might don't want to know how they doing, because they may tell you. You see what I'm saying? Then what you going to do about it? Huh? What you going to do about it when they tell you how they doing? Can you help them? Can you give them some sound advice? Can you help them get out of whatever they are going through? Huh? We oftentimes ask people, but we just be nosy. We don't really know. We just want to know people's business. So I laid off to myself to stop asking people how they doing, because they may tell me, and then I got to do something about it. Huh? Mm-hmm. Then I got to do something about it. I got to help them. You know what I mean? And all the time, you don't want to be getting into their heavy stuff. Some people in some heavy stuff, and you know you don't want to be getting into it, do you? Now, let me give you this, and I'm running on off here, and I'm going to get a hold of this thing. Mark, the 7th chapter here, and, it's the 14th, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. Now, Jesus is telling you, listen. I want you to understand this. I want you to hear this and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. We talking spiritual now. Do you hear what he's saying? If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Can you hear it? Can you understand it? Do you know what he's talking about? Are ye so without understanding? Also, do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entered into the man, it cannot defile him? Now, listen, I cannot eat something or whatever and say, oh, it's causing me to do this or that. That's what's doing it. Because me to be nasty, mean, cantankerous. That ain't what made you nasty, mean, and cantankerous. That was already in there. You see what I'm saying? And so that's coming out because clean and unclean can't stay in there together. Okay? Because it entered not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all the meat. See, it goes right past round through you. Uh-huh. Pass right through you. That which coming out of the man, that defiled the man. Far from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. There go your thoughts. Adulteries, fornication, murderers. It all had to come from someplace else, huh? You didn't just say one day, I'm going to commit adultery, huh? Some thought had to come in your mind. Something made you do that. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride. Ooh, there go that pride. Now, you know, man, pride is a big one, ain't it? Foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Foolishness. You never thought of that, did you? I know you didn't. You ain't think of that stuff. You ain't think no foolishness was something evil. Now you know. Jesus said it. It's in red in the book. You know, in my book, I don't know about yours. I don't know what kind of book you read, but that's the way it is. What are you? You that caterpillar today? What are you? You still in the house of the Egyptians? Are you still living there and you can't hear? Where are you today? Will you come forth? What would you do? Huh? What's inside of you? Let's get the right thing on the inside, okay? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, I mean, that is a word that you can take it and apply to your life, knowing that we all have something that we have to deal with, knowing that according to Matthew, the 23rd chapter, I look at it, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees and the hypocrites. And, you know, when you look up the word hypocrites, I tell you, a lot of times we don't pay attention. You say a person who pretend to have virtues, moral or religious belief, and it says, but does not actually possess it. A person who finds some this desirable or public approved attitude. And you heard the word today, the outward appearance. You have all the right gesture, the right pronunciation, the right outside look. But you know what? I'll tell you, the word that lets me know that, you know, God looks on the heart. God looks on deals with the inside. The inside is where he look at. He sees the heart, the intent of the heart. He knows everything there is to know about you. Do you even know what's going on the inside? See, I always believe about, you know what, don't be a hypocrite. Because that was one thing. Don't try to be, in other words, don't be two-faced. Don't be two-faced. People say hypocrite, don't be two-faced. You know, if you say one thing here, then you say another thing there. And then what? The person that is right there, which is the Holy Spirit, recording what you're saying. Because a lot of time we look at the person, the people all around, but what about Jesus? What about him? He's the one that's taking record of everything that we say and we do. And I'm reminded about we are to take inventory on ourselves. I feel like if you're hurt, say, yes, I'm hurt. Because you know what? If you don't admit it, then how can you get what healed? How can the word of God come in and heal? How can the word of God come in and you say, you're disappointed? Yes, I'm disappointed. And then what? God can do something about it. If you say, oh, no, I'm not disappointed. I'm believing God. I'm standing on faith. And I remember Apostle Porter always tell us, not people say, well, you don't have faith. Yes, you have faith. You believe God can do it. You believe those things. But it does not mean that you don't have certain things that you say, okay, God, I'm laying it before you now. I'm laying it before you. If you don't help me, I don't know what I'll do. And it's so important for us to take inventory of ourselves. Take inventory of ourselves. Self, not the next man, but yourself. And if you know what, to thyself be true. Yes, you don't like this. Yes, you don't like that. And then when you admit that to yourself, then you can do what? Okay, what can I do differently? What? How can I change my thought? What word? Use the word of God and ask God to help you. Say, Lord, I need to be renewed each and every day. I need your strength today. I need your help. Why? Because the help comes from the Lord. And then when I was reading, when God, he let us know that about the eyes, right? And the light, right? And if your whole body, the light comes into you, right? And you have to recognize what there is light. You have to even recognize the darkness that is there, the issue that is in within you. Just like we talk about the woman with the issue, right? Of blood, right? But then the blood is a lifeline. And because the blood is your lifeline, you still have to apply that blood. You heard a woman of God talk about the blood, about the lintel putting up on the doorpost. Well, how about the blood brings forth life? So you got to ask, plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, over your situation. You got to plead the blood of Jesus over everything and ask God and come under the subjection of the word of God and ask God to help you. Because if God does not, God is the one that can work on the what? The inside, the word, not God himself, but his word. Why? Because his word is sharper than two-edged sword. The word of God can come in and tear down and build up and turn things around. I tell you, I thank God for the word today because we are his people, right? We cannot be hidden. We are people who look at us. And you know what? The word is, it doesn't matter about you can dress real nice, you can have everything, but what about the issue that is going on in the inside? And we need to ask God, say, Lord, I need a touch from you. You have to let him know that you need a touch from him. We have to be real about it. Just like in a marriage now, you don't like certain things, you may have issues. If you don't lay it on the table, and then you can say, okay, let us pray. You know, you got to lay it out. If you never admit that this is the situation and this is the problem, then you're walking around and they wonder why you're just not saying too much, or you're snapping, or you're not smiling, or whatever with whatever it is. But you know what? If you deal with the matter, then you can come up with a solution. And God always asks a question, be thou made whole. Do you want to be made whole today? He asks you a question, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to move into another place? Are you happy where you at? Because you know what? The kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of God is within you. You need the light of God inside of you. Why? So you can walk according to his way. And you know, we don't pay attention to that word, hypocrite. Don't be two-faced. Apostle used to use another word. The word she used to use, they say, what does that mean? But you know what? It still means the same thing. You can't be two-faced. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And when you make an error, just say, you know what? I didn't get it. Because God looks at the heart. He's looking for you to be humble. So like you said, the word came today. Don't be like the scribe and the Pharisees. Why? Because they have the outer appearance. But then they were denying the power within. The power of God was not there. And you don't want to be in that position. You don't want to be where you think you're walking right and you're not. You don't want to hear God say, depart from me. You heard those things that can be attached, adultery, fornication, evil thought, evil ways. These are things that is contrary to the word of God. And it's true. You don't get up one morning and say, I believe I'll find someone new. No, your eyes have been looking at it a long time, and you were desiring it a long time, and you wanted to go and do, just touch it, just like in the garden. You were keeping, your eyes was on it all this time, but you were just looking for an excuse just to do it. Now, you hear the word. You hear the word. You hear the word today, and even James, the third chapter says what? And verse 14, but if ye have bitter envy and strive in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Every evil work, every evil work. So we have to pay attention where the confusion is, where the bitterness is, where the strife is. And God will let you know that, you know what? Don't allow bitterness to come forth from out of you. When things happen in your life, talk to him about it. So hatred don't come in, because hatred is a strong word. But you know what? If you don't deal with the issue, you can end up in that position, and then what? That's why you have to ask God. You know, you have to ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. It's all about what? Me. It's me dealing with what? Me. It's dealing with what? God, I need you to renew me each and every day. Why? Because I'm concerned, Lord. I don't want to be like what? The Pharisees or the scribes. I don't want to walk in the spirit of hypocrisy and believing I'm doing the right thing, and I know it's not. There's a battle going on in my mind. There's a battle going on. Why? Because, Lord, you, I'm on the potter's wheel, and you know on the potter's wheel, he molds you, he making you, and then something come along, then you think the pot was all perfect on the inside, outside, and then you look, you see a hairline crack on the inside, then you got to do what? You got to take it down again and put it all through that process all over again. And when you're going through the process all over again, know that you're not in the fire by yourself, but God is there, right there with you. He has you in the palm of his hand. You're right there in his hand. You're right there in his hand. He promised what? Never to leave you nor forsake you. He said he will be right there. He even will cover you under the shadow of his way. He will not allow the enemy to be overcome over your life, but he will bring you up into that place that you can soar above wings of eagle. You can go above every situation. And he let me know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It is okay to boo-hoo and hoo-hoo and whatever, but you know what? Gird yourself now. Gird yourself up and take off the clothes, right? The wrong garment. Take off them garments of what? Those issues, and put on the garment of praise, because praise is a weapon. You can use the praise. I was telling the sister Diane this today when I was coming through here. This man said some vile words out of his mouth. But you know what? I tell you, when I tell you, he's like, you think you somebody. But you know what? I tell you, I know I'm somebody in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer. And I thank God for the word. I ain't got to stoop unto your level, but I can rise above of it. I tell you, when the devil comes, strangers spewing out some vileness out on you, you know that's the devil. You know you irking him. You know what make him, that person, come up with the vileness and speak those words out of their mouth this today. But you know, I say, Lord, he just don't know. He's riding on his motorcycle, and he don't know if he's going to be in an accident. He don't know if he's going to make it home all right. And we have to be careful how we respond to things. We have to be careful what we say out our mouth. We could be saying things, vile things out of our mouth, and we don't know. We enter into what? Where God may call your number in, and then what? You're going to say, oops, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Don't you know today when you're in this body, it's very important to get things right with God. It doesn't matter what other people say now, but it matters what God says. You get it right with God. You talk to him about it. You lay in your bed and you lay it up before him. He understands it all. And I know what he'll let you know. Okay, like the woman of God was saying, this is how you handle this. This is what you do. There's instruction. You heard the word. God was letting them know, sit and eat. And you're going to have to leave in a hurry. You're going to have to do this in a hurry. You're going to have to carry all the vessels. You need to pack. You have your clothes on. God always give you instruction. So when it's time now for you to move, you're already being prepared. So today, be encouraged and know that you mess up, say hallelujah anyhow. Get up again. Pick yourself up and start all over again. It don't matter what no one say, but you know what? You start all over again. You pick yourself up, and when God talk to you, get up again. You fall, pick yourself up. You messed up, pick yourself up. You blow it, pick yourself up. God is a God of a second chance. God is a God of mercy and grace. When we come to him and repent for our sin, he is a just God. He hears you. He is a just God. I always say this to people. I say, you know what? We have to be careful sometimes what we've been talking about. Because when a person move on and make the change, that person you said spewed all that stuff out to, they cannot change their mind. Why? It's stuck in their head. They cannot see the change. Why? Because your words that you have spoken is right there in their head. It takes God to come in and do that surgery and change that thing in that person for them to see differently. It takes God to give them a new mindset. It takes God to do it today. So be careful today what you say about another person. Be careful what you say, because today may not be your day, but tomorrow may be. So know today that God is what? With you. And go forth in that word, and don't be like the what? Pharisees. Do not be like the Pharisees, having a spirit of godliness, but inside is what? Dead bones. I prefer to be what? What? Is you either hot or cold, but lukewarm? Here, you spew you out your mouth, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why y'all couldn't be right here? And boy, I tell you, the fun that we have inside here, and the Holy Spirit rise up in here. I tell you, you can have church all by yourself. All by yourself. I hope each and every person that is hearing this broadcast today is feeling what we are feeling inside here. And no matter what, you fall down, you get up. So let's do inventory on ourselves and clean up the inside. Clean up the inside. You ask God to root up, pluck up every unclean thing that is within you, and renew the right spirit within you. And you give God the glory and the praise no matter what you're going through. Give him the praise. Okay? So I tell you, what you need to do today is just go back and just listen to the broadcast today. Listen to it tomorrow. And let me tell you, if you ain't happy, get happy. Okay, so you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And I tell you, it's a whole lot of shows that is out there because she's been on Blog Talk from since 2009. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. Okay, so that's Monday at 3 p.m. And come on out Sunday at 1 p.m. and join us at the City of Victory at 313-25-CL437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night.
Let's go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let's go.
Just let God.